Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
Right now, you're listening to a live performance of the band He's My Brother, She's My Sister. They're right here in Studio 3.
And I will never speak ill of radio, but based on what's going on in front of us, this is one band you really need to see, because we've got Rachel Kolar on vocals. She's across the table from me. Her brother Robert on guitar. And Anthony, right behind you, Lexington native Lauren Brown, who in a second is going to be tap dancing on a drum. Yes, tap dancing on a drum for percussion.
It's pretty amazing, and if she falls off the drum, she's going to fall on me. But let's let them play. Here's My Brother, She's My Sister performing. Let's go.
Well, I rose to meet the skyline, but the sky fell to earth, and the people all they gathered through their pain and their hurt. But when day became the nighttime, revenge was the word. But it's a lie to feel the fight. We'll regain our worth.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's say goodbye. Let's leave.
Let's leave.
Let's find our peace.
Let's go. Let's go.
Ah! I've been using to the timeline. We lost both lives and faith. Made an idol out. Anger traded off for the grave, and we'll fall within this violence, but in peace we'll rise again. Look for light within the sunshine, just don't forget the shade.
Let's go,
let's go,
let's say goodbye, let's leave,
let's leave,
let's find our peace,
let's go.
That's
nice.
He's My Brother, She's My Sister, live in the Radio Boston studios singing Let's Go. The band is going to be performing tonight at the Church Nightclub in Boston. Welcome to all of you. Welcome to Radio Boston.
Thank you so much.
Okay, so our engineer Tim's going to be mad about what I'm about to do, but I need to stand up because I really want to see all of you guys. So let me adjust this microphone here because there is a lot going on in this studio. Is that all right, Tim? Okay, he's giving me the thumbs up. Let me introduce everyone. First of all, there's Rob Kolar, singer-songwriter and guitarist. Welcome.
Thank you.
And your sister, Rachel. Rachel obviously was a singer here. Welcome to Radio Boston.
Thank
to you. So you're the He's My Brother, She's My Sister part of this.
Rob is my brother.
Okay, and then tap dancing on a drum,
yeah.
Lauren Brown, welcome to you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
And let's also give a shout-out to the other members of the band here. Aaron Robinson on slide guitar. Hi there.
He's waving.
We've actually run out of mic. Yell out loud. Hi.
Hello.
There he is. And Oliver Newell on upright bass. Welcome to you.
Also known as Sparkles.
Oh. Okay, well, first of all, let me just ask you guys quickly, what was the inspiration for the setup that we see here?
Natural.
It kind of evolved. Yeah. It started off as an acoustic duo. Rachel and I just did this band. It was sort of a fun side project. And then Lauren found a piece of wood and tap danced on it. Sounded pretty good.
They couldn't find the right drummer, and I've known them for a really long time. And so we decided to try tap dancing.
Lauren and I were roommates at the time, so it made sense.
And Lauren, you've been tap dancing for your entire
life?
Since
I was a kid. I grew up in Lexington, so I was with the Legacy Dance Company, tap dancing, and then it kind of evolved, and now I drum and tap dance at the same time, which is this whole weird...
Yeah.
Do you ever fall off that drum?
I don't. Thank God.
People ask
Thank
that
God.
No, but
they
she may do. Fall through. We need to get a new head on that thing. I like stand on there occasionally and I can feel the
it's cracking slowly.
So you drum and tap at the same time.
At the same time.
Two actually quite different skill sets, right?
Well, they're related to each other because it's kind of like, you know, it's rhythm in the body. So it works. And I do it like it's choreography. So it's one giant dance step from the fingers to the toes.
Okay, so let's listen to... Can you, like, give us some examples of how you do what you do tapping on the drum?
Oh, sure. Like a little preview?
yeah. I mean, because like you say, it's your body as rhythm, so...
Right. So, you know, I just create kind of a tap step, and then I play two toms, and then a snare, and then a crash, and from that I kind of create a full-on drum beat. So the tap is more like the hi-hat of the set.
Okay. Well,
she'll have the full lineup tonight at church.
Oh, yeah. So, because right now you've just got the drum. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Well, you guys have actually been on a real like rocket ride in recent months and years in terms of.
I like that.
You like that? Good. Good. Good.
It has been a rocket ride. It's more of a long van ride, really.
Well, you've toured with Edward Sharpe, The Magnetic Zeros, My Morning Jacket.
We did a festival with them at High Sierra, which is a rad festival in Northern California.
Yeah. And then we're going to be playing ACL down in Austin, which will be with Jack White and Florence and the Machine. And
Neil Young.
Neil Young's playing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, let's listen to a little bit more of what you guys can do. You're going to play a song called Clackin' Heels. Can you tell us a little bit about it and then launch right into it?
Rachel came up with the lyric. She was working at a...
working at an ad house at the time when Lauren and I were putting on a play together, and there was this woman who worked there that didn't have the rubbers on the bottom of her high heels, and it was a cement flooring, and so she would clack through the office. And I wrote a lot of my songs sitting in a cubicle, actually. It's inspiring. You need to create a different universe to exist in. So this is about that noise, and it's very perfect because it came actually before the tap, and now it's the song where it's featured most, so...
All right, let's hear it.
This is
He's My Brother, She's My Sister playing Clackin' Heels live in Radio Boston Studio 3.
Hate the sound of clackin' heels. It drives me wild with an urge to kill. With the mice that they catch. Most women are crazy as hell. Most women are crazy as hell. Waiting for their ball of prey, running with their little schemes. Most women are crazy as hell. Most women are crazy as hell. Crazy as hell.
fantastic. That's He's My Brother, She's My Sister, live in Radio Boston Studios, playing Clackin' Heels. Love the sound of those actual clacking heels.
It's not that annoying.
No, it's the opposite of that. So I've got to ask you guys, you spend most of your time in L.A. You're actually based in L.A.
I live in a little place called Ojai, but, you know.
O-J-A-I, good old Ojai.
Ojai.
Well, the reason why I wanted to ask is because, you know, you had mentioned Edward Sharpe in My Morning Jacket that you played with before.
Yeah.
It seems like the folk scene in L.A. is quite different from what it is here in Boston. It has a more of a... our producer, Amory Sievertson, earlier today was telling me sort of like a vaudeville feel where in comparison, Boston might be a little sedate. I was wondering what you guys were thinking about that.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I don't know if there's so much vaudeville going on in L.A. I think we definitely have that element, obviously.
There are a few bands. So it's kind of this amalgamation of sounds. L.A. tends to blend a lot of different genres and influences and kind of mixes them, so maybe that's why for some
further
reason
west,
bands of coming out of LA have always done some weird combinations of different genres.
I mean, Lauren, you're the Massachusetts native.
I
what
am.
Do you think?
Well, I think there's a growing folk country movement happening in all cities, including Boston and LA, that's just spreading. So I can't really tell a difference, but I just feel like there's something exciting in music happening right now, something really original.
Yeah, a real resurgence of folk, or even revivalist music, too. Mm-hmm. You know, we've been touring around the whole country, and you'll come across bands all the time that are, it's like, it is revivalist. You know, you'll hear music that you would think of a very specific era, and they're playing it almost note for note. It's an interesting time, really.
Well, in fact, Anthony, earlier before the show started, we saw you brought in some actual vinyl.
Oh, yeah,
well, that's,
I did.
Yeah.
that's
your own vinyl record.
Yeah, it officially comes out October 9th. It's called Nobody Dances in This Town. But we pressed 1,000 blue marble vinyls for people who love vinyl, and we sell it at our shows as like a pre-tease sort of thing. So if you love vinyl, you get to spin the record.
It's coming back.
It's coming back.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
It sounds so much better. It really does.
It's our biggest seller.
Yeah.
So far.
That and
is that a good thing?
It's the only thing we have for sale, though. So
you guys were at church tonight in Boston.
Right. Yeah.
What's next for you? Is it more on the road or
touring? Yeah.
This one, we're a little more than halfway through this one, so we swing back through the South, hit Atlanta, Nashville, and then in the fall we have a big 6-week U.S. tour with Austin City Limits and some other big shows coming back out to the East Coast, and that'll be for the album release.
Okay. Well, it's been great to have you here with us today.
Yeah, it's so nice for Lauren because she's from Boston.
Yeah, mom and dad.
Shout out to Lexington.
Yeah. Shelly and Dick, what up?
Well, Lauren Brown is our tap dancing drummer today. Rob Kolar, singer-songwriter and guitarist. Rachel Kolar, singer-songwriter. Aaron Robinson on the slide guitar. Ooh. And Oliver Newell on the upright bass, the most prettily painted bass, we should say. They all together make He's My Brother, She's My Sister. Thank you all so much for coming in today.
Thank you for having us.
All right, so we've got a little bit more time. You want to play us out on a song? What are you going to play?
Let It Live Free, which is also off the new record.
All right.
Some preach about judgment, some teach about hate, some talk of their rivals, ways to separate. Let it be free, let it be free, let it live free. You can try to force a history that has so many sides, like trying to force the ocean to go against the tide. Let it be free, let it be free, let it live free.
He's My Brother, She's My Sister is performing tonight at the Church Nightclub in Boston. There's more information on our website, radioboston.org.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from theangle@boston.com. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Have a fantastic weekend. Join us again on Monday for more Radio Boston.
Within space, some will race the time till there's nothing. nothing left to change. Let it be free. Let it be free. Let it live free. Let it be free.